Torah, Mishpatim, page Ayin Hey, first column, three lines at the top of the page. Okay, the Alter Rebbe was explaining there's Zera Adam, Zera Behema, there's Neshamis that actually feel Elokus. They're called Zera Adam, they're very few. Then you have Zera Behema that they can understand everything, but they don't feel it. Because it's not one thing, it's not the level of, doesn't have the level of Das. He said, "Alzenem Hashem aleim yiroa." Okay, this concerning this, it says Hashem will appear to him. Mashen king shein askol of avanuzu b'chinas kirov argoshem mamish benefesh. But when this meditation into the greatness of Hashem doesn't permeate, you don't feel it. Then it's called zera behema. Then it's called the neshama of zera behema. Av sheyesh leisechov asag gedele belokutz. Even though there's a tremendously great understanding of Elokus, the Gamko you saw Maminim, and every Jew believes, V'amuna l'maylam in Adas, even though L'chayra Amuna is even higher than Das, but and every Jew has Amuna, so why don't they have Das? Mikoma came on Nikra Torah. That level is only an encompassing, superficial, indirect level in the level of Makif. But Sarchi is Gamkin B'chinas Das. It has to be internalized in the level of Das. Kamesha Kosta, like it says, Da es Elokei Avicha. It doesn't say understand Elokus. Da es Elokei Avicha means you should have the level of Das, feel Elokus. Okay, Dei Aide Adas. And through the level of Das, Aide Ze'ena Ha'ela Master Lahem Klal. World doesn't conceal godliness. World can only conceal godliness if world has credence, if world has an existence. But a person that has a level of das, that the only thing that exists is Einad Milvadai, only the Eibishter exists, Hashem exists and nothing else, so then world doesn't conceal him. Not only that, even then the level of love, Avas Hashem, that comes from the level of das and Iyah, and also the level of Yir, also the level of Yir. In other words, like this, when a person doesn't have Das, then the Av and Yira are also, as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, they're not real, because then they come and go. It comes and goes, it's not real. When you have the level of Das, then the Av and Yira, or the Shmia and Yira and the Riyah, Shmia and Riyah, that level is, they feel it completely. Okay, now, one second, where does this parentheses end? Okay, next page, next column. It goes all the way to the end of the paragraph. Vine, okay, so what? So the pearl, he has like this. The Zed Adam Zed Behema. Yeah, but do you feel Elokus or not? So what does this get to the Pasuk? Yisikna Eved Ivri. So he says, Ayin Hei, second column. Vine, Meishe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, God, Kerichi Godol. Meishe Rabbeinu is so powerful and great. Shemam Shechum Hashpia B'chinas Das B'knesis Yisrael. He brings down the level of Das, this level of feeling Elokus. He brings it down in Knesis Yisrael, Av Gam B'nisham B'shinikru Zera Behema. Even into those neshamas that are called Zera Behema, Shia Bochem Bechinas Das, Vahagoshe Balukus, Liyaz Viyadai Tohayim, you should know today, and Das Ilkei Avicha. Okay? That's why, he explained before, Meshe Rabbeinu says, V'nasati Esav B'sot Chole V'hem Techa, Meshe Rabbeinu says, I am giving grass in your fields for your animals. What does it mean, Meshe Rabbeinu is not the one giving grass to the animals that the Eibishter Hashem gives? What is Meshe Rabbeinu doing? Meshe Rabbeinu is giving Esav, to be explained, which is the level of Das. Meshe Rabbeinu gives that B'sotchel V'hem Techa to those neshamas that are called Zera Behema. Meshe Rabbeinu is giving the level of Das. Because Meshe Rabbeinu is so great, as it will explain, Meshe Rabbeinu is so great, he can bring down Das to ones that don't have Das, because he's above all of that. And therefore, he can give Das to Zera Behema. So he says, Kimei Shirabein Oliver Shom Nikra Raya Mehemna. He is called the Raya Mehemna Echad Amyuchem Yishiv HaRayim. Yes, like we learned, there are seven shepherds, right? Avram Yitzchok Yagdut. But Mei Shirabein was the unique of them all, the greatest of them all. Echad Amyuchem Yishiv HaRayim Efarnas Neshamas Yisrael. That they graze and support Neshamas Yisrael. Bashma Olsei Aleyah. When he sustains them, Merecha Das, when he gives them the level of Das. Shezel Pirush Raya Mehemna, like he said, we learn in Vata Tetzava. What's the Raya Mehemna? Simply means a faithful shepherd. But here, the Alter Chassidus explains what it means is Raya Mehemna, Shemefanis Esamuna. He is the shepherd of belief. Not a faithful shepherd, he's a shepherd of faith, meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, this whole Aveda, by the way, is to feed behemoth, Zera behemoth, and the Shamas, which is 99% plus of all. He says there's one or two in a generation, that he's mamshir the level of Das into these Neshamas of Zera behemoth. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is called the first Redeemer and the last Redeemer, meaning taking out of Mitzrayim, taking out of this Galus. Pirgoyel Rishon means Mashpil and Mechina Sadas. The Moshe Rabbeinu started giving Das to the Jews in Egypt. Why? Shebetchil Sadibe Shalai Omar. When Moshe Rabbeinu began speaking to the Yidden, what did he say? V'yadaitem ki ani Hashem. You should, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to Hashem, tell him, V'yadaitem, you're going to have the level of Das to understand. First it says before that the people believed. But then the pasuk continues that Moshe Rabbeinu is not only to have to give emunah in a superficial level, but it should become in a level of das. It should become internalized in a way that they feel it. This is all before Matan Torah. But when Hashem told him at the bush, that was the initial beginning of Matan Torah. Because Hashem said, why are you going out to serve Hashem on this mountain?
Beginning of the process.
Correct. The beginning of the process of Matan Torah, okay, began from Avraham Avinu, but the Hoya Goyal Achrin, and he'll be the Goyal, the Redeemer, Liyaz Bechinus Ummala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. Like the Rambam finishes Rambam with the Pasik. Right? Ummala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. They'll have the level of Das. Or as it says in the Pasik, Ki Kulam Yedu Oisi. They will all know Das of Elokus. And he says, Vizel V'nasati Eisev B'Sotcha L'Vahem Techo. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am, and he asked the question before, Moshe Rabbeinu is not giving the grass. So then Hashem spoke through him, he used the microphone, whatever. But here the Alter Rebbe explains it this. Esev is the level of Das. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I am giving Esev, meaning Das, Livahem Techa to your Neshamas of Zera Behema. Why is Esev Das? Das is Shem Ab. Vishin Be'em Sahateva. Shem Ab is a level of Chochma. And Tzarech is Mishum Das Mamshech Ziv Chochma and Bina. Connects Chochma and Bina, whatever. So he says like this. Ab, you know, we have the different names of Hashem. Ma, Ba, Na, Sad, Ab. So Ab is the level of Das. And Shin is also the level of Das. You ever notice in the Tefillin, and the head tefillin outside, there's two shins, one on each side. One has four things, and one has three things. So why is that? It's all the letter shin. The question is it shin on the outside, or is it shin on the inside? In other words, when you have written letter shin, so the shin is on the outside with the empty space in the middle. But when you have the other way, that it's the empty spaces, then you have four writings, but there's three spaces in between. So anyway, take it, trust him. Ab is Das, Shin is Das. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what am I giving? I am feeding the Jews, like he says. Yes. In the level chakal tapuch and kadishin into the holy apple orchard. Why am I bringing it down? No, it's not. What does the pasuk say? In asati eisev, I'm giving it where bisotcha. In other words, I'm bringing it down into soda. For what purpose? Livehem techa. It doesn't say nasati eisev livehem techa. In asati eisev, I'm giving you bisotcha in the fields. Livehem techa. So he says, sodcha is the level of the holy chakal tapuch and kaddishim. We say that in Shabbos, in the, you know, before Friday night, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos before after mincha. Chakal tapuch and kaddishim means a holy apple orchard. That's the level of soda, field. So Moshe, and that refers to the yidden. So he says, I'm giving, mean bringing down das into the yidden, into chakal tapuch and kaddishim. For what purpose? That the neshamas of Zera Behema should feel a lukus. What did you want?
I just wanted to know what's how Asim is
that. Okay, anyway. Va'av gamala malachim. Even the four categories of malachim of the gamkin b'shem behemoth v'chayas, p'nei ariya, p'nei shor, p'nei neshe. If you look at the four animals of the Merkava, yeah, there's a lion, there's the ox, there's the eagle. Right? Those are all animals. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives das not only to the neshamas of Zera Behema, Moshe Rabbeinu gives das even to those levels of the malachim. That are also p'nei shor, p'nei ariya, p'nei nesher.
Eagle is a kosher.
Huh?
Eagle is a
kosher. No. A lion's not also not a kosher animal. Only the ox is a... But it has behema, chayais, and birds. Shard is an animal, domestic. Ari is a chaya. And eif is birds.
There are two eagles. There's four sides, right?
Yeah, the last one is Adam.
You also learned the ah. When you said the ah,
yeah. Das means what?
God.
God?
Das,
no, das means feeling godliness.
So when you say shin is da, that means that's a feeling of godliness as well.
Yeah. That Moshe Rabbeinu gives to the Jews Esev, which is ab and shin, which are all levels of not only understanding alokos, but actually feeling alokos. And he says, even the malachim, af she yeshem das ha-kare balokos, vaymdim bibito godl. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to add anything to the malachim? They're very super great. He said, they're still behemoths. Why? Meaning like this, even malachim's understanding of Elokus, they're seeing Kaddish and Baruch and all that, is only from up to the level of Malchus, they understand. The Merkav is Bria. Okay? So where does Bria get its existence from? Pnei Arya, Pnei Shor, Pnei Nesher. They get it from Malchus of Atzilus. So their understanding is only where they come from, which is Malchus of Atzilus. Avo b'mohose v'atzmuse les machshava t'vise b'klau. That they can't understand at all. And the mid-level of Malchus is called a name, Shem Kamel Shem Adam Shenegel Lemuhusi Vatzmusi. But it's the name of a person is nothing to do with the essence. You don't know somebody's essence from their name. You don't even know their personality. Okay, Nikra Behemoth. Therefore, they're called behemoth. She'en lom das ha-sogam muhutzavat smutzi yizbaruch, because they have no understanding into the essence of Hashem. Therefore, they say kaddish. Shu yizbaruch kaddish umuvdu mehem. Because therefore, what do Malachim say? Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Hashem is removed from us because they don't get it. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, Lokel, Lakach, Gam, Aleim, Nemrev, and Asati, Eitzim, Besot, Cholavim, Techo. Therefore, even Meshach Rabbein gave not only Behem Techo, Zer Behema, but even the Malachim that are called Zer Behema, Meshach Rabbein was Mashpia Das. What?
He could bring the God down because he was
called Asilu, because he was higher than it. Yeah. Meshach Rabbeinu was able to do this Kimina Mayim Shisiu, it came from Alma Disgassia, which is higher than all these Geluyim of Alma Disgalia, of the revealed world. Therefore, Meshach Rabbeinu has the ability to bring down that level of Das. I can say words. Do I know what I'm talking about? No. I mean, you want to talk to me a Gashmi, say, got it. I'm talking about Meshach Rabbeinu higher than and his mam Shir Das.
This is not, he doesn't do it in a Mufshar way.
He can't do it in a Mufshar way to bring it down in a Panemius.
Right, so
he's Kisik Ne'eved
Ivri. He understands the psyche of that generation and knows how to bring Torah down to them in a way that
affects. That's what the Rebbe explains. V'ata Tutsava and Purim, it was one type of Mordechai. And the Friedrich Rebbe's time was the Friedrich Rebbe to do it, and in our generation, the Rebbe do it. But why is there different bodies for all the same Meshach Rabbeinu? Because every generation has their own issue that Meshach Rabbeinu has to accomplish. So therefore, for that generation, they need a different body. Mordechai in his generation, previous Rebbe in his, and the Rebbe in ours. Rine, Amshoch, Asadas, Huayide Amiris, HaKodesh. How do you say, how do you bring down Das with saying Kaddish? Kenar Kaddish Baruch Hu Mitzdarech L'Shir V'Shevach Elyon. Because it says Hashem doesn't need the praise of above Elashai Deza Eimim Kaddish with this, that the Malachim say Kaddish, Nimshach Lehem B'chin Hashpar Sadas. They get the level of Das. Because he says, whatever, Kaddish is Kaddish Vav, I'm Chokhoch Miliriya, whatever. Okay? So bottom line is, for those in the Shamas that are Zer Behema, basically, their Avoida is through Meshach Rabbeinu to bring down into them Das and Elokus. That's why it's very important to connect to Meshach Rabbeinu in an open way. And Alter Rebbe says in Perek Beis of Tanya, "Tapeshim meridim et armidei chachamim." Yeah, there will also be bell against the Talmud Chacham. The Rebbe explains it doesn't mean they're not religious Jews, but they don't believe in Meshach Rabbeinu, so the hashpa from Meshach Rabbeinu they have to get anyway. But it's from the external level, over the shoulder level, versus straight face to face. That's why the uniqueness of Meshach Rabbeinu in the generation is actually to bring a Elokus internally into every single Jew.
It's in the Torah.
Yeah, but the Mechilta says even more over there than that pasuk. Mechilta says, it says it's a very funny pasuk. It should have said Vayaminu b'Hashem, Vayaminu b'Meshach, because Locher is not the same Amuna in Hashem and Meshach. Right, they say Vata Kaddish, Ata Kaddish is Shimcha Kaddish. It's not the same level of Kaddish. But the Mechilta says that in order to have a moon in Hashem, you need a moon in Meshach Rabbeinu. Vayaminu b'Hashem, how did they have a moon in Hashem? Through B'Meshach Avdei. So because Meshach Rabbeinu brings down that Amunah into the level of, in other words, he brings the Amunah internally, which is the level of Das, because Amunah is external. So you have to bring Amunah into Das, which is internalizing it. And that Meshach Rabbeinu does. So if you have a direct connection to Meshach Rabbeinu, you get it directly. If you have an indirect connection, you get it indirect.
But you get it.
You have to get it anyway, because it's Ashpa the generation, whether you like it or not, comes from him. Even in Meshach Rabbeinu's generation, yeah, you had Aaron HaKohen, Yad Yeshua, Yad in his Kali Ben Yefune, Yad in his Siyim, Yad Nachshon Ben Amin. You have very great tzaddikim. Yeah? Aaron's children. They're very great tzaddikim. But there was only one Meshach Rabbeinu. What did Hashem tell Meshach Rabbeinu? Kachas Yeshua, and he said, take a stick, hit him over the head. So Rashi, at the end of the Chumash. Dabit Echod Ladar Veleshrei Dabodim. There's only one Meshe Rabbeinu and one speaker per generation, not two. There's only one Meshe Rabbeinu. There could be Adon HaKohen, you could have the 12 of the Seam, you can have great Tzaddikim, who not. But Meshe Rabbeinu's function as Mamshech Das, into Knesset Yisrael, is one per generation. You. Huh?
I wish.
You don't wish.
I don't wish.
The problem is you don't wish.
That concept makes a lot more sense now that there's telecommunications and it's so easy for one person to reach everybody in the world. And the family of Al-Shirta or Baltimore, I mean, the countries around them could be affected by them, but how would, you know, Jews far, far away be affected?
The Rebbe said countless times, when the world gets ready for as preparation for Mashiach, you know, like the Rebbe quotes in the famous Sikh of Noach, that the Zohar says, it says in the pasuk, "B'chamesh me'ir shana l'chayi Noach," when Noach was 500 years old, the heavens opened up, the earth underneath opened up, you know, all the water started coming. So it says in the Zohar, in the year 5500, the heaven's going to open, meaning all the levels of Torah that were never revealed are going to become revealed, and all the earthly things are going to also be revealed, meaning all the scientific medical things. The Rebbe says, because the world is getting closer to Mashiach, and therefore the darkness is more, Hashem now is revealing things that we didn't need to have before. So now you see, in one second, the whole world knows about something. Literally in 1 second.
But if the Baal Shem Tov was the one who was going to bring Das to the Jews in Sephardic communities,
all over
Europe, he didn't have that type of effect like the Rabbi Sheva now had.
He had not the same physical effect that everybody knew about it.
Yeah, so spiritually, so it was subconscious.
Spiritually, yeah. In the time of the Baal Shem Tov, though, they didn't need it. He was Mamshech Das to them in a way that they didn't have to physically know about it. Okay, Vinei, Yetzer Earth. Ono Eimrim, in the Tefillah after Yishtabach, we say, Kulam Ke'echot. All the Malachim, like one, Einim Kaddish, Kaddish, Kulam Ke'echot Dafke. He says, all the Malachim, the Tefillah says, Kulam Ke'echot. All the malachim do it together. In other words, if they're not together, it's not going to happen. The commercial calls the bezed lemekachi leleela. The malachim cannot say kaddish lemaila ad yisrael mekachi lesato until the yidden do kaddish down here. The mekachi le kula kachado. Now then they do it all together. Kulam kiyachad means the malachim, the neshamis, everybody has to bring alokus down together. Why? Pirush ki gim alaylam is biyah biri yitzir siya, which are called bechinas behemo, and to there you bring down the level of das. Now, so right, kazeda adam is the neshamas of atzilus, which means the neshamas down here are on the level of atzilus. The neshamas of biri yitzir siya biyah are there behemo. He said before, hine gim alaylam is biyah. Three words of biri yitzir nasiya are the level of machshava, dibur, and maisa. Okay? Briya is machshava, yitzira is dibur, asiya is action. It says, ki Yisrael olum b'machshava. The Yidin come from the highest level of machshava, and he says, af haneshama, shenik zera behema, even the neshamas of a Yid. They are called zera behema. They come from machshava, which is the world of Briya. Which are called Dvar Hashem v'Ruach Piv, is the level of Yetzirah. Now the Rebbe is explaining like this. In order to bring down this Das in the world, you need the Jews, and then the Malachim can do it. The Malachim can't say Kaddish until the Neshamas say Kaddish. So the Rebbe is explaining why. Neshamas are, even the Zera Behem and Neshamas, come from the level of Briya. Because Allah Machshava, Briya is Machshava. Malachim were created with Hashem's words. So therefore, they're the world of Yetzirah. Yetzirah can't bring down Das into Yetzirah without first Jews and Neshamas bringing it down into Briah.
That's the first name. That's the first name.
No.
Why? Because we start the day davening, and then we bring down that level for everybody else.
Yosef, many things should not be said.
Yeah, like it. Keep it in thought. Yeah. Keep it in thought.
You have to read between the lines.
What?
You have to read between the lines.
What? What? Only the loftiest malach. Like the Gavriel's malach, Michal Gavriel, that gang. Most malachim are Yetzira. No, that's in Shammas B'nai Aliyah, that's Atzilas. One second. Lekach ein yechel ma'malachim leimer kodesh. Laham shegili adas aleim. Therefore, they can bring down this level of das into the world of Yitzira. Atchiyem Yisrael tchila kodesh. Why? Ki hamshacha teres kaseder. It has to come down systematically. If you want to come bepnimius, right? When you want to internalize something, it can be huha. It has to come systematically. First to the higher level, and then you bring it down to low. You internalize it. Right? Hu ha could be all over the place, nowhere. So you bring it down first. Shiyum shechadas b'machshava. Then machshava comes down to dibur. V'yefshe shiyum shechbadiba b'ten m'shinim shechbamachshava. You can't bring something into speech without first bringing into machshava. Just like yefshe ledaber, you can't speak unless if you think first. Tzuruf v'yefshe reitze ledaber. Okay? So the Rebbe is saying like this, because the tefillah, and don't forget it, the tefillah is, they all do it together. Here the Rebbe is saying the shamans do it first, and then malachim. But he says, Am gam yisol yefshel elem makarish, you have to first do it until the mal, wait for the malachim to do it. Okay, whatever.
So
to be continued. What?
So how do you explain that?
No, so he's going to explain in the source. Whatever, this has to be kept for, can't do it.